The Lord be with you.
And
with A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything and I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. First off, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and grandmothers here today. In the Gospel, Jesus says that he loves us just as the Father loves him, that same intense, unbridled love that we see in mothers. Motherhood is a very high calling. What relationship can ever replace the love of a mother and a grandmother? It is essential for women to realize that the love, guidance, and influence they provide to their children are distinct and invaluable. There is no doubt that motherhood is a very high calling. But to whom can mothers look to as the real model of motherhood? Today's modern culture offers many role models through television, movies, and women's magazines. However, often these role models are either altogether wrong or they offer a very limited and unrealistic view of true motherhood. All mothers who wish to be true to their calling need only to look to the woman who became the greatest mother of all. Born into humble surroundings, she was called by God to be the mother of the Son of God. She affirmed her obedience to the call of God and lived out her vocation through her entire life. Mary, the mother of Jesus, our blessed mother, is the true model of motherhood. St. John Paul II said in his encyclical devoted to the Blessed Mother, Redemptoris Mater, and I quote, "It can thus be said that women, by looking to Mary, find in her the secret of living their femininity with dignity and of achieving their own true advancement. In the light of Mary, the Church sees in the face of women the reflection of a beauty which mirrors the loftiest sentiments of which the human heart is capable, the self-offering totality of love, the strength that is capable of bearing the greatest sorrows, limitless fidelity and tireless devotion to work, the ability to combine penetrating intuition with words of support and encouragement." End of quote. One aspect of Mary's life that has particular meaning and inspiration for many mothers today is the profound suffering that she endured during the Passion of our Lord. Mary stood at the foot of the cross. Divorce, separation, single moms, widows, mothers forced to work out of necessity, grandmothers raising grandchildren. All are realities that cause deep daily suffering for many women. Added to all of these sufferings is the pain endured by many married women who would like to be mothers. All mothers and grandmothers will find in Mary, our Blessed Mother, the faith, hope, love, and fortitude to stand firm at the foot of the cross. All suffering has power when we unite our suffering to the cross of Jesus. Take your suffering, united to the suffering of Jesus and Mary, and offer that suffering for your children and grandchildren. As we honor our mothers and grandmothers on this yearly celebration of motherhood, we also need to consider the essential duties of husbands and children. St. Paul exhorts husbands to love their wives as Christ loves the church. Husbands have the solemn duty to sacrifice themselves continually in their total love for their wives and children. Each day provides numerous opportunities for husbands to live out their family life with many acts of patience, kindness, and service. Through loving obedience and the living out of the virtue of charity, children become a joy and not a burden to their mothers and grandmothers, and the children in turn learn to emulate these same virtues. To be a true mother today is certainly very challenging. However, our yearly celebration of Mother's Day should motivate all mothers to understand the importance of their call by God to motherhood. Therefore, my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will renew the hearts of all mothers so that they can live out their calling to motherhood with a deeper and more generous love within the daily circumstances of their lives. A happy and joy-filled Mother's Day to all.